Giger. Kibbies.
Okay, welcome to Big Timmy's house. My name is Big Timmy. Joining me this week is my wife, Tanya.
Hello.
And my Dave. Dave.
Hi, Dave. How you doing, Dave?
Hello, Dave.
How are you, Dave? The listeners demand to know.
All right. Nothing really new during the second lockdown. Been playing a little bit of VR and testing it out on Twitch to see if I can stream it, and I can, which is amazing.
Ooh, exciting.
Played an escape room.
Yeah, I played a really cool escape room. It's literally like you could choose either easy or hard. There is no medium. I recommend hard in this one just because easy is basically the same room, just less puzzles. So you may as well do hard just to have all the puzzles available. And you're in a room, you don't have a time limit, there's no one breathing down your neck or anything, you're just left to your own devices to move around the room and figure out how to get the keys so you can leave the room. And you've got like one little puzzle, which is the thing that you get at carnivals where you got the hoop and you got to go through the wires without touching the sides.
Oh, I hate those.
And for VR, that is fucking frustrating.
Yeah, I can imagine so.
Because as you're doing it, sometimes the sensor will kind of, I don't know, it will go funny for a little bit. So then the thing that you're holding will just like freak out in your hand. And you're like, God damn it, let's just sit still. Others were trying to work out a little code to crack open a safe. Another one's looking at like a storybook to figure out the directions on this chest. You have like 8 dials with arrows on and they all rotate, so you have to rotate each arrow a specific way to open the chest. Lots of other puzzles that are in there, and yeah, it was quite fun. I got to the last one was that chest one, and the book gave a story, but it made absolutely no sense. Like, the words had made sense, it was fine, but it made no sense to the puzzle, and I'm just like, what? I ended up having just to sit down on the floor with a headset on just staring at it going, what? I don't get it. And then eventually I saw that the certain letters were in capitals, and it was like the letters NESW for northeast, southwest, and some of them were like, you'd have two words together with the capitals of like N and W. So northwest. So, okay, I need it as a diagonal angle. And eventually I actually managed to open it and managed to escape. So it was great.
Hooray! Nice. Sounds fun.
And before coming here, I was playing Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves on NES.
Oh, really? With old Kevin Costner?
Yeah. It's actually a good game. I was enjoying it.
Oh, is it like an RPG or something then?
Kind of. It kind of mixes between different styles of play. Like, it'll go from like a top-down kind of RPG where you've got a little party to deal with. But in some areas, you're running around just as yourself, shooting arrows and attacking enemies that come your way. And then other times when it's like you're being invaded, then it goes into like a war mode and your whole band comes together and you've got all these knights everywhere that you got to attack. Then sometimes it's just a duel, so it goes into like a side-scrolling one-on-one battle between you and another guy, and you're just sword fighting each other, and I'm like, well, there's actually different styles to this.
That sounds interesting.
Pleasantly impressed, or pleasantly surprised, should I say.
When you said you have a party to sort out, I immediately just imagined like Robin going to from table to table, being like, would you like any drinks? You got any nibbles here? Like, hang on, there's some balloons. I'm just going to bring these balloons.
Oh, wait, I've got your party hats. Here, have some party hats.
Speaking of balloons and party hats, I've just got to give a quick shout out. It's my mum's birthday.
Woo!
And it was Ralph Garman, my podcast hero. It was his birthday, you know, earlier in the week. So, nice. You know, happy birthday to
everybody.
These lovely, important people in my life. And if it's your birthday, where's my cake? Send me cake. God damn it.
Yeah, if you're in the work area, then, you know, you have to buy everyone else cake.
Well, that's it. It's your birthday. I hate being at work.
What's up with that?
Yeah.
It's my birthday. Why am I treating you?
Yeah. I know this is the one thing when I worked at my old job, literally, I worked in a bakery and they're like, I need like 20 cakes. These customers come in saying, I need 20 cakes. Like, oh, what's a special occasion? It's my birthday. And I'm like, oh, well, happy birthday. I don't think you should be treating everybody for your birthday. She's like, I know. Like, I know. How dare they?
I've been taking my birthday off and I usually get quite a lot of abuse because it's like,
how dare you have it off? Yeah, you won't bring in cakes.
Yeah, you haven't brought in cakes for your birthday. And I'm like, no, I haven't.
No. Well, I'm glad my friend's birthday went really well because that was last Friday. Friday the 13th.
Yes.
That was Rachel's birthday.
Remember, those of you who are long-term listeners will remember Rachel. And hopefully soon we'll have another appearance from Rachel and Paul.
I'm glad her presents got there really well.
Yes, we made a little box of her presents.
Yes.
Well, Tanya made a little box of her presents. And,
with birthday hats, speaking of birthday hats and party poppers and those whistle thingies with the paper foily thing, they go, pew! Wow, these ones didn't go, whoop, did they?
No, but they're very good for entertaining cats.
Yes, they are.
You don't have the alarm of the
whistle,
but you have the stretchiness and the papery tube that are like, what the hell's that? Die!
And thank you to a certain card-producing place with balloons that sent off.
We're not going to advertise.
No, we won't advertise them.
You won't say their names until they give us sponsorship.
Yeah, totally.
Well, particular card-making website that you can send balloons and other gifts to. I did see a wide selection of gifts on there. So if they did want to sponsor us, we could have just mentioned their names. But like,
yeah.
But we're not going to because we don't have sponsorship. That's quite harsh. I should send them a message and this clip and then be like, you should sponsor us.
You should sponsor us.
Yeah, so I finished my Xenoblade Chronicles game, Definitive Edition on Nintendo Switch, which reminded me how much I love the game. And now I'm playing the epilogue chapter, which I died a lot.
Yes, you did die a lot.
Died a lot so far. It's quite difficult, actually.
Yeah.
The enemies were just like, die! I was like, oh my god, I'm not as overpowered as I was before. Shit. But yeah, it's, you know, been going good. We've sorted out more of the games room. It looks more game and roomy.
I will say, for some reason, when you were talking about Milo off recording, it somehow cast a curse on my body, and I now have to quickly run away to the toilet. And I literally just been before we recorded, but my body is literally going, I'm going to explode!
Okay, well...
So I will be right back.
Okay, we'll continue talking. Wow. Yes, yeah, so before obviously Dave's left us, basically... Our poor cat has been poorly recently, hasn't he? Today.
Yeah, and we're not entirely sure what's wrong. He seems to be in good spirits, and he's just the same old bundle of fuzz, but he's just been a bit poorly.
Poorly,
so.
Yeah. I think he's just got a dodgy tummy.
Yeah, so we are keeping an eye on him.
Yes, that was not fun dealing with that today.
Well, you're not.
I don't do sick.
In all honesty, you say that a lot. I don't think many people are sick people. It's not like, oh, you know what I really enjoy? Vomit.
Yeah. No.
I mean, you might... Hey, look, at home, if you like vomit, I mean...
Well, that's what I can deal with my own. Judging. I can deal with my own. That's fine.
But anyone else's?
Anyone else's. I can just about deal with yours.
Yeah, it's because I'm slowly imprinting my scent on you.
Yeah, you are. You are. But, yeah, it just looked like mince. I was like, oh, what?
Yeah, a nice visual image for the, for the it's a great visual medium, this, isn't it?
Yep.
You guys can, in the theatre of your mind, imagine.
What our cat threw up.
Yeah.
Just think about it. I'm like, nope, don't think. Do not think about it.
He's like, stop talking about it. It might help. It might help you stop thinking about it. It's, yeah. So, yeah, he's been all right. I think he's sort of, you know, definitely down with the... with the flat now.
He loves it.
Yeah, he's explored. He decided to rearrange some things. Didn't like the fact that there was no space on the shelf for him to sit. Yeah, so.
But there's a nice big space over there sitting, so...
Yeah. I mean, he's got...
He's found his own spaces.
He's got plenty of spaces to go.
Yeah.
He has been sleeping on the bottom of our bed as well.
Which is very cute.
It's very nice. But, yeah, until... until he gets a job and earns his own living, he's gonna have to stay here and live with us, really. And he's not getting away. Sorry, that's kind of evil sounding. He's not gonna get away.
Excellent.
I have him trapped.
Well, he's been coming out the front door though, hasn't he? So
yeah, he has, and I think that's a good thing.
So,
we are still a little wary because of
our road is still quite busy, not as busy as we were, but it's still relatively busy.
And there's also a couple of other
factors, yes,
which we might go into in a later episode. But for now, I think it might be a little obvious. Maybe it's a little obvious. Maybe it's not.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah, depends on how well you know us.
Yeah, I mean, if you're listening and you're like, I have no idea who you are. Who are these people? What are they saying?
Random stuff about cats.
Yeah. We like cats.
That's cats. We're cat people.
Yeah. Not that we're not dog people.
No, we're not dog people, but we are dog people. But we haven't really had a dog really to decide, have we? So.
No, like, it's not like we haven't. We've had a dog around us enough.
No.
Where we're like, we're going to hang out with, like, Fido. And then Fido's like... Rah, 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 rah,
rah, rah, rah. No, see, if I had a dog, it'd be Doug, because then he could talk to you. Hey, mister. Skittle!
Oh, like in a second I was like, Doug, as in, like, Doug the character from Disney, where it's like... I don't remember the...
No, and then Doug. Doug from Up.
Yeah. I got it now. I actually watched a thing called Close to Us, and there was a dog in there called Dog Boy, and he's like half human, half dog sort of thing.
Yeah.
And he was designed so that he could make animal comedy films.
Oh.
Yeah. So we could call him Dog Boy or Boy Dog.
Boy Dog.
Depending on... I mean, why are we discussing having a dog? I don't think it's going to happen.
No. If you did have a dog, it'd be a small dog.
A tiny, like the size of, a hamster?
No. Like a Dachshund or a miniature Dachshund or something.
Oh, or a super miniature Dachshund.
Yeah.
Tiny,
tiny thing.
Yeah.
I want one of Chihuahua. Well, some Chihuahuas are good if they're not yappy. If it's not a yappy Chihuahua, it'd be all right.
Yeah.
Don't like yappy dogs.
I would just like to communicate with Milo.
Yeah.
Because I think once we could communicate with Milo, everything would be fine.
Yeah, totally.
And speaking of that, Dave, have you heard the recent news?
It depends on the recent news.
Alexa developers, Alexa, your favourite...
your favorite
disembodied voice.
Yeah.
If you remember, those of you who heard Dave's dream, God, it must have been about a year ago.
A weird, saucy dream with Alexa.
Yeah. Alexa's developer has developed an app that translates cats' meows.
Meow.
All right.
So it's called Meow Talk, and basically what you do is you record your cat meowing, and it matches it through an algorithm, I guess, and then
And then it says, donate money to this site.
Yeah, like, oh,
my cat keeps asking me to donate money.
Yeah. Well, apparently, at the moment, they only have 13 phrases, which include feed me, I'm angry, and leave me alone. So the popular cat phrases.
Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
Feed me. Feed me. Leave me alone. Feed me.
I'm angry.
Leave me alone. I'm angry. You know, they're kind of some of my default phases.
Yeah.
I'm like, leave me alone. Feed me. I'm angry. At the moment, at least. So research suggests that unlike their human servants, cats do not share a language. Each cat's meow is unique and tailored to its owner, with some more vocal than others. Instead of a generic database for cat sounds, the app's translation differs with each individual profile. By recording and labeling sounds, the artificial intelligence and machine learning software can better understand each individual cat's voice, the more it is used, and the more accurate it can become. So I have downloaded the app.
Have you?
And I am thinking I might try and use it to see if we can communicate with Milo. Obviously, we'd have to do it through phone. So I'd be like, Milo, call me. And then he's like, meow, 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 meow. And it's just like,
I'm on a business trip.
The postman is watching. We must remove his eyes. Or something like that.
Die.
So they are looking at developing a collar. And the picture for the collar was like, he's like, oh, the cat will barely notice it. And there's like a boombox on the collar sort of thing. It's like, wow.
That is huge.
Pretty sure if I attach that to my cat, it's going to try and remove it.
It won't be able to lift its head, surely.
It's not literally a boombox. No, but it's like, no. It's
got to feel the weight of it, though, surely.
They've made it so it's lightweight, but it's quite bulky. So, yeah, I looked at a few reviews and it's just like, this one person was like, it was great at first. All my cats came up and told me that they loved me. And then one of them hissed and sort of was like, you know, did the growling thing at them. And it said, I love you. So obviously there's a few kinks to
issues
iron out.
Going on, yeah.
Could you imagine the cat's just like killing you, just murdering you, and it's just like, I love you, I love you, I love you. And you're like, at least I'm loved. So
purring and rubbing its head against you, and it's like, I hate you, you piece of crap.
Yeah, yeah.
Eat my shit. I was just trying to think of what kind of things Milo would say, but it would probably be just like, it would be like,
I'm a cat.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm a cat. Meow, meow, meow.
You're my human. Meow, meow, meow.
Look at my arsehole. Look at my arsehole. Because he's constantly showing people on like video chat. He's always like, look at this. Whop. Well, yep. And he sort of like looks back and winks at them like, yeah.
This is my butt.
This is my OnlyFans page. I think it would be, there would be some feed me in there. There'd be probably wake up.
Yeah, wake up, feed me. Stop that. I love you.
Stop that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Please stop using that voice to represent me. Because I literally go to Milo and be like, my name is Milo. You can, mummy, why am I doing this? And then Milo looks at Tanya just like, why?
Why are you doing this?
So are you excited to be able to talk to Milo, Dave?
Sure.
What are you looking forward to talking to him about?
I mean, that's a secret. We're keeping that private between me and Milo.
I don't like the sound of that. So, you know how we looked at that chap online, Chris Chan?
Oh, yeah.
A few months ago. I've sort of been getting into sort of weird people online, and I'm still very much interested in Chris Chan. It's an amazing rabbit hole to dive down if you have an afternoon or a weekend where you're just like, oh, let's watch this really bizarre human being exist. I found another weird person. The YouTube channel name is Hans Wormhat. And he seems to be a religious YouTuber. But he seems to also think that everything is fake.
So what, he's fake then?
No. I don't think everything he else. Thinks he's, I've not seen a video in his playlist that says he's fake. So I thought we'd go through some of his video titles and determine your opinions on whether these things are fake.
Okay.
Okay, so the Great Pyramids are made of concrete.
Fake.
So wait, do you think he's fake, or do you think the pyramids are made of concrete?
Yeah, absolutely. They're papier mâché.
Okay.
Did you not know this?
I had no idea. I thought they were made of stone.
I really want to go see them. I really want to go see them.
All the slaves had to chew the paper in themselves. They couldn't dunk it in the Nile.
So, wait, you want to go and see the concrete pyramids?
Yeah, sure.
I don't think, even if they were made out of concrete, it'd be still quite impressive.
Yeah, I still want to see them.
Yeah, so he's put sperm whales are a hoax.
Yeah, they're actually hand puppets.
Yeah. Well, it's all CGI. Oh, he's obsessed with koala bears being, like, CGI.
Wow.
Even though there's footage of koala bears from before the technology of CGI existed. And he also says, oh, it's animatronics as well. He tends to use animatronics as it's easily done in Hollywood, so why wouldn't it be fake?
Yeah, so therefore it's the norm everywhere.
Yeah.
He's very obsessed with 33 as well. And I was curious as to why he kept going, look, there's 33 in this thing. That obviously proves that it's fake and they're taunting us. So the 33 relates to
half the devil.
Well, Satan. Referring to the one-third devils that came down to earth to mate with women.
Yeah, 666. Was it 666 the devil?
666 616 is the devil.
Right, okay.
But they mistranslated it as 666. 33 is supposed to be demons that came down to earth to mate with women.
Okay.
Which is, everyone remembers that from the Bible, don't they?
Sure.
Do you remember that time when those 33 devils came down and mated with all the women?
Yeah, good times.
yeah. He's also against the Bible, though, as well. He's like,
So what is his religion, then?
I think he's supposed to be Christian. Because he refers a lot to Christians, to being Christian.
Yeah, he doesn't like the Bible.
Yeah, well, being the Bible's got a lot of satanic references. There's 33, at least 33 pages in it. And if you divide the number of pages and take away and add numbers, it gets to 33. Satan fakes animals. And I watched some of this video. It was a lot of like, oh, it's all CGI, it's all this. Apparently people used to paint like donkeys in the Bible, it says in the Bible something about painting donkeys that are, good donkeys, I guess. And he's like, well, that's proof that zebras don't exist. Because they're just donkeys that have been painted. People are just painting donkeys and horses. Which then goes like, well, hang on a second. The horses definitely exist then. Because you couldn't just paint a horse.
No.
If a horse didn't exist.
No.
Like
a camel, you couldn't paint a camel. Or you just put humps, you just put pillows on his back.
Yeah, you just
completely ignoring the fact of size difference, weight, there's bone structure, and
yeah, exactly.
It's all faked. It's you, Dave, Hollywood.
Hollywood. Hollywood started out in 96 BC.
Oh, I'm sorry, I thought it was America.
Which is a reel, and they're all going to hell. And what, a related reel? Video to that is Witches and Warlocks Burn All the Votes.
Right.
So he's trying to keep it current with, like, you know, vote counting, and witches are burning the votes.
Sure.
The legal votes, I guess. Or the, I don't know, the illegal votes. I don't know. Who knows? Halloween cancelled in the Year of the Mask.
Year of the Mask? What, the film?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe he believes
I
the
love
mask.
That. What, with Jim Carrey? Love that.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that's not what he's referring to here. But,
smoking!
Some of these video tiles as well. Listen to this. My alcoholism, bucket crabs. Like, what the fuck does that mean?
Sounds like he's an alcoholic.
And he's got crabs.
And he's yeah, exactly. And
He's kind of against women, which I think he might be an incel. I'm not entirely sure. Christmas time already. He did that 4 weeks ago. So, Earth is rigged.
What, to blow?
I just think it's rigged. This one's a bit of a controversial one. Jesus is better than Shakespeare.
No.
It's just no.
No.
I mean, Shakespeare was real.
Exactly. No. Thank you.
Are we making a stance?
Yeah.
Holy shit, guys.
At least one of them existed.
Yeah.
My favourite is there's an 11-minute video on CGI koalas deceiving the masses. It's just
but
like,
they're so cute.
Yeah, but thinking about it, they're deceiving you. Documentaries are bullshit. That's a series of videos that he does.
No, documentaries are to document things that are real.
There's a video on the frog people.
Not the lizard people, then.
No, the frog people.
Okay. Well, the crab people. Crab people.
Looks like crab, tastes like people. most people sell a false gospel.
What?
The moon is turning into blood.
Okay.
Yeah, all praise Jesus.
I've got a video on what 10 seconds felt like in the 90s.
I'd imagine it feels the same as it does now.
Yeah, exactly. 1 second, 2 second, 3 second, 4 second.
Yeah. There was a orangutan that started practicing good hygiene, like washing their hands and stuff after using the toilet and things. And he made a video on that called Sandra the Fursuit Practices Good Hygiene. I think he thinks that animals are just furries. Maybe he went to a furry convention
and got really super confused.
Somebody took the head off the costume and he was like, oh my god, animals aren't real!
Yeah.
I thought these were really dogs.
Yeah, that probably wouldn't surprise me.
You lied to me, Dad.
You said these were animals. These are just people.
Yeah.
It was fine to go out with my dog.
There's a great one here. Does Trump watch my channel?
No.
I think maybe he's just throwing out, like, conspiracy theories, just so he can be like, look,
these things can happen.
Like so he's going, like, Trump believes some weird stuff. Let's just see what he believes.
Yeah.
Top 10 fake animals. Trapped under the heat dome. Sloths are animatronics. He's got a video debunking comets.
Okay.
It'd be better if he had a video debunking Comet, the electronics store.
Yeah,
Because that'd be like, that doesn't exist anymore.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
Comet was the best store, actually. You can find so many good games in Comet.
Like, for cheap. I think I got my copy of Ocarina of Time there for like £5.
Yeah, I remember getting some really cheap games from there.
Yeah, God. guys, do you miss Comet at home? Anyway, I got onto this guy by watching a video in which he, it was a guy debunking him. His name's Simon Dan on YouTube. He debunks a lot of like conspiracy theorists and flat earthers, a lot of them. He's very good. I'd recommend giving him a watch. And the video was quite interesting. So there was like, what happened was, there was an accident in, I believe it was a Norwegian train station. This train had basically derailed and overshot the station. And where it was, there were buffers that were supposed to stop it, but it crashed into the buffers. And the train carriage landed on this statue of a whale tail. And the statue was called Save the Whales.
Uh-huh.
And so, basically, this Save the Whale statue saved the train. And so they were like, it's like something out of a Hollywood movie. This is so weird. It's like a miracle sort of thing. And he was there going like, oh yeah, it's all CGI'd or they've set this up. It can't be true. It just can't be true. They've put 33 in there. And what happened was, the incident happened at 12:30 at night. So he said, well, you add the 1 and the 2 together, that gives you 3. And then the 3 goes on to the 30, which makes 33. And he's like, can you not see? And you're sort of there going like...
No.
Okay.
No, you got me that.
I mean, what? That would...
If you really want something to make the number 33, you'd come up with whatever bullshit you can to make it.
But remember, look, if you've got 99 and you minus 66, what do you get? 33. It's a conspiracy.
Yeah, because if you have 99 and you invert it, which then creates 66, if you minus the two together, you get 33. It makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Those demons must be coming down to Shaggy.
If you look at my date of birth and calculate how old I am, you'll get 33.
What?
Oh!
Terrible. That is terrible. Same with you.
Although I did
have to be demons having sex with women.
Right? No, I am 33.
Demons.
I've been doing that for 4 years going, am I this age? No, I am this age.
Oh, no, I hate that. I just think, how old? I think people ask you, say, how old are you? Like, I'm 20. Oh, no, wait, hang on. I'm 32. You took a long time to... I'd never know how old I am. I just have to guess.
Yeah, it's not like you're constantly thinking about how old you are.
No, exactly.
Unless you are doing that, obviously. I don't know how you live your life. Maybe you're like, oh no, I'm 104. I was alive when the dinosaurs were around. No, you don't do that. No, so, exactly. You know, because I remember having a couple of people say to me, like, when were you born? What year were you born? And you're like, what, 1987? And they're like, oh, okay. And you're like, what does that matter?
Yeah, that's exactly.
And then they're like, well, how old are you then? You're like, I told you the year. You could work it out.
You just work it out. I don't work it out.
All these people approaching me, demanding answers.
Wanting autographs. Who are these people?
What are you, some sort of doctor? Actually, yes, I am, sir. I'm trying to make you better.
Now sign this form.
It's a consent form for me to remove your brain. No, so the most disturbing thing about this YouTube channel is the subscribers and the comments. Because people are like going, oh, yes, this is definitely true. And I can't tell whether he's joking. I don't think he is.
No.
And I don't know whether they're joking. Part of me thinks that they aren't joking and that they genuinely believe it, because some of them are just like,
oh, well.
they're very sort of, I don't know. They're very in line with his way of thinking.
Yeah, there are a few people out there, like the whole flat earther thing.
Yeah.
All started out as a joke, and then it's just sort of cascaded into something that people think is real.
And I think this is one thing that we need to sort of... I'm going to put it out there. If somebody is making these conspiracy theory videos and people start liking them and egging them on, they do it more and more because that's their way of feeling connected with the world. Yeah. So if you're one of these people that goes onto these weird conspiracy theory websites and stuff and you're going like, you know what, I'm going to watch this guy explode, I'm going to egg him on, just don't.
Please don't.
Because I think it's just making the world, it's making the world dumber for sure.
Yeah. And also, it's not good for their mental health either.
Yeah. I literally was laughing at this guy because I was like, his theories were like, what the fuck? And he's going on about 33 everywhere and how everything's faked and it, like, oh yeah, animals are fake.
He'd have real issues in Ireland then, wouldn't he? Because like, good luck of 33 is a lucky number in Ireland, isn't it, I think?
Yeah, because they were the demons that came down and shagged those women. They were like,
oh, they're this is lucky.
Don't mention 33.
We've killed Dave, oh no.
He's turning into a demon.
He caused saliva to jump down my throat.
Oh, we've actually killed Dave, oh, I'm so sorry.
Well, I think that's a perfect time to wrap up this episode. So, Dave, do you have any final anything you want to add to this video? Do you want people to make a video on your own conspiracy theory about
how beds are not made for comfort? They're actually deliberately made to make people pregnant.
Wow.
It's a conspiracy, I tell you.
I think I agree with that one, actually, to be honest.
Because some people, when they go to lie in bed together, some they wake up pregnant, though, you know.
This is true.
It's true.
Very true. Sometimes they wake up trying to get pregnant. It's like, oh, God, what's happening?
Well, sometimes they wake up dirty and alone.
And needing to shower. No, when you think about it, though, you go to bed, right? For a lot of guys, they go to bed and they wake up with morning wood. See?
Yep.
It makes sense.
It does make
and
sense.
If you look at the morning wood, kind of looks like a three.
You read the side of it and you'll see plus 30.
There's a plus on the just in between the balls and the thingy, and then the balls themselves looks like a three on its side. 33, see? It's a conspiracy. I ain't gonna let this die. So that's all we've got time for really this week.
If you're blind, if you feel the veins, it's in Braille. It says the number 33.
What, on your dick?
Yeah.
Okay. So don't forget to check out the 33rd Twitch channel in existence, Jazz Chicken 87, where he's playing VR potentially. I guess
mostly stream retro, but there will be some VR in the future, especially over the Christmas period. I've been streaming on the 1st of December all the way up to the 24th. Obviously not like non-stop. It'll be from 6 p.m. onwards.
Have to make a living, you know.
Yeah. So some, they're all Christmas themed games. Some of them are retro, like from Nintendo or Mega Drive or Sega or whatever. Some are Christmas themed horror games, and some are VR games.
Are you going to do Viscera Cleanup?
No, not this time, just because I did it last time. But there is a very just kind of disturbing. It, well, I don't know what to say. The game itself, when I tested it, it's a bit raunchy. I think it's like a Korean game. It's a bit raunchy, but it's not. It's very tame. So there's nothing bad, like bad in that sense. But it's kind of creepy in the fact of that someone made this for other people. You're basically just in a room doing like very simple games like Spot the Difference or something. But yeah, you'd have to come by and watch it.
Yeah.
It's on a random day though, because I'm doing it on the theme as a advent calendar. So I don't know what games are coming on which day. So on the first day of Christmas, we go to the advent calendar, open the door and see what the game is.
Oh, exciting. So you have to make sure you come. So each day is a different game.
Yeah. Each day is a different game. So it doesn't even matter if I complete the game or not. We just move on to the next game.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Keeps everyone coming back for more.
Yep.
Yeah, so don't forget to check that out on Christmas. We'll do another reminder next week.
Yeah.
Because then we'll be, yeah, it's like the last weekend in November.
There was one of them I really wanted to look for, play, because it sounded really cool. It was a VR game, and it was called Drunk Santa Simulator. You play as Drunk Santa. You can like smash beer bottles on your elves' faces, and while you're riding the sleigh to people's houses to drop presents off, you're drinking beer and stuff in the sleigh. Nice. But it's not out yet, so I was like, oh, well, I won't be able to stream that one then.
Oh,
that's a shame. That's a next year one then.
It just says coming soon. I'm like, when is soon?
Yes. Christmas is in like 4 weeks' time.
Yeah. Come on, guys.
Come on, people.
They're aiming for a summer 2021 release. Yeah. Just like...
Sure, why not?
Are we on time? No, you're 6 months too late.
Too late or too early. Yeah.
It's all right. It's going to be the smash hit summer game. Because everyone will be like, I want to get cold in VR. And then they realise you don't actually get transported into the thing. So
I'm sweltering. What? But I feel so... I feel cold on the inside, but I'm sweltering on the outside.
But I'm drunk. Yeah, so don't forget to come back next week for some more Rootin' Tootin' Big Timmy adventures. I've been Big Timmy.
I'm Lady Giggles.
And I'm Santa Claus. No, I can't do that yet. It's not Christmas.
No. I was about to say, are you going to say yourself a drunk Santa Claus ready and waiting for Christmas?
I'm the number 33.
Well, get out of my house, you demon. shaggy demons. So 30, that's the weirdest thing. 33 demons just started bonking people. That's
what odd. If this was the 33rd episode, but it's not. But what if it was?
I know what the title's going to be. It's going to be the 33rd episode.
Or is it?
And then you do episode such and such.
Yeah. No, then you put X-Files next to it.
X-Files special?
Yeah.
I wish Scully was here. Right, get out of my house.